Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PS Radio, we are back. Great show coming up. Got to debate a couple of nice battles that happened. Got a great guest on, but man, I'm here joining my brother, my partner in this. Man, you already know what it is. Dre, three letter man. What's good, my G?
Y'all already know what the fuck it is, man. PSA, me, my bro Timbo. What it do?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yo, we got a guest calling up. Oops. Now, Oops and Daylight just dropped, Dre. Crazy. Crazy.
My nigga.
Crazy battle.
I hit you yesterday. I was like, yo, Timbo, you need to watch this shit, son. I mean, obviously,
yep.
You know what's funny? Before the battle popped off, when it was live in the vet, and I'm reading the live tweets, and I'm seeing every nigga saying this is a classic, or niggas is like shedding tears in the third round. I'm like, all right, y'all niggas is kind of wild. I'm like, nah, shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Listen, usually, you know, we had Matt Pop on this show. We talked about niggas in battle rap not attacking an opponent. I don't like giving niggas a pass, but I got to give Daylight and Oops just a G pass. It just felt like they called each other up and was like, yo, look like some legendary shit not pertaining to battle rap. It just felt like I got that vibe and shit, and I really want to ask Oops about that shit, my nigga. You know what I mean?
Yep. We got the man coming on actually right now.
Let's go.
So let's bring the man on. Salute on this battle. Just drop RVE, Oops vs. Daylight. PSA wants to welcome. Oops, man, what's good, bro?
Yo, what's poppin'? Oops in the building.
Oops, what's good, my G?
What's the word, bro? What's poppin'?
Man, my nigga, I want to say first off, thank you to you, Daylight, my man, ARP, RV Entertainment, all that, man. Thank you for blessing us with a fucking, my nigga, a dope fucking fire-ass battle. Oops, man.
Thank y'all for accepting the battle, bro.
You already, my nigga. You already, man. What's the word you've been getting about the battle since it dropped last night,
crazy.
My nigga?
Crazy. It's crazy. Like, it's actually overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, I got 20,000 views, and it ain't even been 24 hours yet. You know, I ain't never had a battle move that fast, but I've never had this type of reaction to a battle either. You know, not even with O-Red. I mean, O-Red was crazy. But, like, this just surpassed everything. But more importantly, bro, I'm glad that it gave a different look into Daylight. Like, I appreciate all my compliments and, you know, people fucking with my third round and my battle as a whole. But I'm glad people get to see the type of beast and what type of real nigga dude really is. You know what I'm saying? Because we rap outside of rap, you know what I'm saying, outside of battle rap. We talk, you know what I'm saying, we fuck with each other. And I know a lot of shit that they, like, do on a community level, like shit that he do within his neighborhood. And, you know, he don't flourish the shit because, you know, we do it because we feel like that's what we supposed to be doing. Like, it's second nature to us. You know what I'm saying? So to actually give him that, give the world that insight on what he been through, man, that shit was crazy. Because I was up there listening, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm finna say to this nigga.
Were you surprised at all? Just like, you know, that he, how impressed he was with, you know, he was like, yo, just keep killing shit. You know what I'm saying? His face during that whole third round, bro, was like, man, he was breaking down.
No, you know what's crazy? He the first person to teach me that shit. Classics get more replay value. Classics are better. You know what I'm saying? We want to go in there and body bag everything. That's cool, but what does that do for the views? What do that do for battle rap, period? You know, you want to create a classic. So I knew for a fact, after his first round, I was like, in my head, I'm going to tell y'all the truth. In my head, right, I said, damn, my first round is really good, but I think he got that round.
I kind of edged Day that first one, but
and then so the second round, he rapped. I'm like, damn, that was a good round. But I knew my days of the week scheme. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna get this
Woo!
Second round. I'll go fuck what happened. So honestly, I had a whole different third round. I had a completely different third round than what I actually rapped. So after Daylight finished, bro, if y'all see me at the front of the stage, I'm really trying to figure out what the fuck am I finna say. Because I can't rap the shit that I wrote already.
Damn.
Like if I rap the shit that I wrote, it kind of plays in, it kind of played into his realm. But on the same hand, it just wasn't as impactful or wasn't as good.
Well, oops, let me ask you a question, because I was just asking someone this question. It felt to me as a fan that, so you're saying, oops, that your third round that you spit, my nigga, originally, that wasn't your third round, my nigga?
That wasn't my third round at all.
God, so hold on, you had that as a stash, my nigga?
No, this is what happened. Honest to God, I wish my wife was on the phone. Honest to God, true. I had that, you know, I said, I woke up 3 a.m, I had that dream. This shit was so real. Like, that's a real dream I had. Now, it wasn't put together in battle rap form, but that is a real dream that I had. So I asked my wife, I told her, I'm like, man, I want to throw this into my round. I had this dream that Thursday. We flew out that Thursday. Like, once we woke up, we flew out. So I was already in New York. So I told her, I'm like, man, I want to put this in my round. This is, like, this going to make, I mean, it's personal, but I feel like I should share this or whatever. So she like, man, it's too close. We don't need no choking. We don't need none of that shit. Get in there and say the shit that you wrote. I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So I had the dream part with my daughter and all of that. Like, that was somewhat put together, but bro, I swear to God, like, it was a real dream that I had. So I'm like, all right, I got that. But everything before that, when I started talking about my brother, and then when I got into my Gail, and when I talk about the cancer shit, like, if you've noticed the 2-bar breaks and the 4-bar breaks, like, where I'm really catching my breath or, like, getting my thoughts together, like, that's really freestyle, bro.
Wow, my nigga, that's crazy. Wow,
and what's
crazy
is Lawrence from Unbiased, also part of RBE, he flew into St. Louis this past weekend, so we got to link up or whatever. Man, I spit to him. Like, I showed him my phone, and I spit to him my third round that I had for Daylight.
What did he say when he heard that? Oops. What was
he's like,
his
oh,
initial reaction?
He's like, he told us the best decision I ever made. He said, because the bars were good. The bars would be good against anybody to a certain extent, just switching it up a little bit. But at the end of the day, that wasn't going to cut it. And when Daylight got done rapping, man, at the point when Daylight said anything, even Urkel showed us that when a squirt randomly get a machine, he a cool nigga, man. I said, I can't say that shit, man. He had already got me with the pops at the door. He already got, then he hit the Sea God, Poseidon. I'm like, man.
Sea God.
Man. Man, I said, dude, I'm looking at him like, damn, we supposed to be friends.
Now, yo, let me ask you a question. Is there any concern you go into the third round, not really, all right, battle rap, but you're really dropping gems on us about your real life? You're not, at that point, you're not concerned about battle rap at that point, attacking Daylight. Am I right on that? Obviously, but you know what I'm saying? You didn't give a fuck at that point? Or
I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm not. Like, even going into the battle, I'm not concerned about battle rap. Because one thing about it is, I'm going to give my all regardless. But it's something that you got to hear. Like, I got something that you need to hear. It may not be the freedom fighting, the protest shit. It might not be the cancer shit about my daughters. And I have a lot of shit that a lot of people need to hear. So at the end of the day, when I get on stage, that one round that I, because everybody keeps thinking that I'm just going to do this in my third round all the time. You don't know what round I'm going to do it in. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, that one round, like, you have to hear it. So my battle is based on that one round because, I got to do the gun bars. I got to do the name flips. I got to do the shit that's going to draw you in as a battle rap fan. But if you don't lose my battle saying, damn, I thought about this or that, then I didn't do my job as far as my avenue that I feel like that I'm encompassing right now. You know what I'm saying?
Was it hard to get through that third round for you?
Yeah, it was. It was, because I,
you could tell.
Because I, like, it's crazy. When you put it out there, you don't realize
you
how much
it.
Impact it has on you. Yeah, you relive it all, because about time I got from my brother who was killed to I got to my girl, and then I got to the, about time I got to the cancer shit, I'm like, damn, I've been through a lot of shit, and this ain't even a 16th of what I've been through.
Yeah.
Like in my head on stage, I'm like, damn. You know, and I got choked up, but then once I got into the dream shit, that kind of took the cake. It was like, man, I need a vacation after this.
Jesus. Now, Oops, let me ask you a question, man. You can tell me to mind my fucking business. I just want to ask you about the cancer, my nigga. How are you doing, my nigga?
I'm doing good, bro. Back when I battled, like, first started battling, I had battled A-Town City, I had battled Royal, I had battled A-Dot, like, that whole little span where I was, like, really fucking up and just, you know, it was my first engagement in battle rap, but I also found out I had cancer during that time, so I was still trying to battle rap as therapy, you know what I'm saying, if I was healthy enough to, because it was a small monthly span, like, for what, 3-4 months that I couldn't battle rap, because bro, I'm 150 pounds, and I had got down to 88 pounds.
Damn.
You know, like, yeah, so I was, like, literally in the hospital for, shit, 4 weeks at a time, you know, two times or whatever. So once I got all my weight back, I got my strength back, I started doing better, my kidneys started functioning better, I went into remission, and then that's when I battled Blue Ray, a couple other niggas, you know, I started cooking in, and I started really being able to use it as therapy. Then it came back, and just right before I battled O-Red, I went back into remission, and I've been straight ever since then, like, even, but 10 times
Dope.
Better than that, though.
Dope. No, that's great to hear, man. That's really great
yeah,
to hear.
Yeah,
especially,
Did you get a lot of support, too?
You know how big this battle rap community is. You get a lot of support from, you know, especially in St. Louis with, you know, your fellow rappers, and I'm sure which are now your friends, too. Did you get a lot
of
support
from
the community?
Absolutely. Man, nobody supported me. Nobody supported me like the rap and battle rap community. Like, outside of my family, of course. Of course my family, but to the amount of support that I got, people wonder why I won't go on URL. The reason why you'll never see me battle on URL, you'll never see me take a PG, you'll never see me do no shit like that, is because I can go on URL, I can have a wonderful battle, bro. I could get millions of views. And my next battle, I could choke, I could be sick, I could show that I'm human. And when that happens, then my stock, it drops. Oh, they don't want to put me on card or that card, or they don't want to fuck with me for real. Oh, or you really see that this not no family, it's really business. When ARP came out and told people, I don't give a fuck if Oops choke every single battle, he going to be on a card. That's more than rap to me.
Damn.
When O from Street Status and Gracie and Cannon from Guerrilla Warfare are making plans to come visit me in the hospital and making sure they checking on me, calling me every day, calling my wife, making sure seeing if she need anything. That's what I'm talking about. Fuck battle rap.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, that type of support right there, my NHB niggas, my writer's block cats, even before we was writer's block, reaching out.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Man, a lot of these cats, man, even in St. Louis, Murphy Lee, Kiwan, like, real Huey, family members, like, the support was crazy, bro. The support was crazy.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you, going into the battle with Daylight, were you any concern with ARP? Like, all right, Oops, we're giving you Daylight. Was there any concern that Mr. Antics was going to come out the bag, or you just knew it was going to be just strictly rap? Or what was your mindset going into the battle?
If you listen to any interview I did, bro, I told everybody that asked me that, I told them. I said, listen, man, Daylight knows. Daylight is like my little brother. Daylight younger than me. He like my brother. He like my little brother. I told Daylight. When Daylight does antics, a lot of the time, I'm the one out of the group that'll be like, man, you are on some bullshit, and I get on him. He'll tell the world that. But I told him when we battle, bro, you pull any bullshit, we are fighting on stage, and nobody's going to be able to stop us. Like, bro, and I swear to God, bro, I was dead serious. Like, if we get to this point, we build up this anticipation for this battle, I prepare these bars, because I know you could come with some shit, pull some shit, bro. We are fighting on stage. And if Daylight would have started even attempting to take his damn shirt off, I was going to tackle him.
Now, I want to ask I want to ask you a question. You mentioned him earlier. Now, I was one of the first people that I actually knew when I got into battle rap was O. And not a lot of people know how good of a dude O is and how big street status is down there. What does street status mean to you, and especially in St. Louis?
Man, to me, street status is home. Street status is the platform that introduced me to the battle world. You know what I'm saying? Like, we've had the best coming to street status. We had the St. Louis best that people feel, you know what I'm saying? You wouldn't know them if it wasn't street status. You see what I'm saying? You're talking about a channel that had millions of views before it was cool to have millions of views. You see what I'm saying? Like, outside of URL, wasn't no other channel getting views like that outside of Grind Time. It was Grind Time and it was URL. You know what I'm saying? So when you put the hollow verse verb and the ill verse holler and the hollow verse, you know what I'm saying? When they had the braids and when niggas was hungry,
wait,
when niggas really cared.
niggas
act like street status ain't a staple in this. Like, we was the first other league outside of these major leagues that people were really looking to. And that's why a lot of people reference street status, because they know. And then outside of that, O is the realest nigga I ever met in my life.
Yeah.
Like, I really feel like O and ARP was like brothers in a different time zone or a different life or something.
Yeah, no, you're right. And I mean, the big battles that happen, I mean, yeah, you have that. And then, you have the B-Magic that, you know, he reps, and you can tell how much street status means to him, too. I mean, he reps street status. You got Hitman Holla versus Rich, which is one of my favorite Hitman Holla performances, by the way. But, you know, you got some classics on there. A lot of people kind of don't pay homage to that. So, and what street status did. So, but it's good to hear about that, man. It's really good to hear about it. Salute to you on that battle with Daylight, though.
Oops, yeah, Oops, man. Yo, my nigga, Oops, man, I got to tell you, man, I got kids, my nigga. That shit touched the fucking core, man. Usually I get on battle rappers, I'm like, my nigga, I want to hear you attack the nigga in front of you, man. But the time you took, this is, like, to me, this is bigger than battle rap. Daylight, too, man. I got to give Daylight his props. I get on Daylight a lot, but I got to give this man his just doing shit. So, man, salute to you and Daylight, my G. We appreciate y'all giving us a fucking dope battle, my nigga. I don't watch your third round at least 5-6 times now, my nigga. Facts, though. You know what I mean? For real.
Yeah, man. That shit was crazy. So, yo, can you hear us?
Oops.
You?
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
All right, cool. Yeah, man. Salute to you guys on what you did, man. That shit is crazy. Both those third rounds, man. That whole battle in general, man. Is crazy.
What,
so what you got coming up? What you got coming up?
I battle Shotgun Suge this Sunday in Jersey.
Oh shit!
Oh, what card is this? Oh, oops.
Yeah, it won't be close.
I'm gonna say, what card is this, my nigga? What's on this card? I didn't know you and Suge was battling. Who was battling on that card?
Who else is on that card? Skull and what's the name for it? Oh, Skull and Ski Dollar.
Okay.
You and
Adi
Boom.
Yo.
Adi Boom on there too. I can't remember the guy he battling.
Okay.
But yeah, me and Sugar.
You and
Sugar.
Yeah. You ain't gonna lie. That's gonna be very interesting, my nigga.
No, me and Sugar won't be close.
Oh shit! Damn, it's like that. Oops! Damn, my nigga.
Yeah, I don't have a classic with Daylight and then going there and have a debatable with Suge.
Damn.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Oops, man. Oops, man. We appreciate you coming on and show my nigga and real nigga shit. Oops! Before you go, I just want to say this, man. Thank you, man. As a father, listen, man. I think a lot of fathers could appreciate your fucking third round. You know what I'm saying? Now I've had a song called Daughters, and it touched me and shit. But just to hear a nigga take that and incorporate that in battle rap, my nigga, usually I get on niggas and be like, come on, my nigga, I want to hear you spit some rough, rugged shit and some savage shit. But my nigga, your shit touched the core, my nigga. Touched the fucking core, man.
Real shit.
Oops, man.
Well, I definitely appreciate y'all, bro. I definitely appreciate y'all, man. Make sure y'all continue to support, continue pushing the battle, and make sure y'all check out my album too on iTunes. My brother.
Absolutely.
Man, just keep pushing that battle, man, because that battle deserves 1 million views, because it's way bigger than just battle rap, as y'all, you know, what I'm saying, as y'all know. So big salute to y'all for the platform too. Big salute to y'all for talking about the difference in battle rap and the platform. So y'all keep doing y'all thing, and I definitely support y'all.
Thanks,
my
G. Appreciate that, my G, man. For real, my nigga.
All right, y'all.
All right.
What?
Yo, salute to Oops, man. That shit was real. He's right. It's more than battle rap, right?
Yeah.
More than battle rap.
Some white bullshit, my nigga. I don't rewind to that shit 7 times, my nigga. They like shit too. Do not get it fucked up. I don't want nobody getting it fucked up. Yo, my nigga, real nigga shit, I probably give the battle to Daylight if I had to do it.
Yeah.
But once again, I just felt like we all won.
I agree with you. Everybody won on this battle.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it's one of those, Dre, it's one of those where you don't even want to pick a winner.
Yes!
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you ain't lying, my nigga. You not lying.
You don't even want to pick a winner.
For real. And that's all something.
No,
like,
you're
man,
right.
I know me and Tim will probably go do a review. I'm thinking to myself, is me and bro, does it matter to us who win this shit? I need to holler about bro Timo, see how he feel about this shit. Because in the back of my mind, I'm like, yo, if I have to pick a winner, don't get it fucked up. I'll give it to Daylight. 2-1. You get what I'm saying? But
I
like Oops Stir Around so much, though, my nigga. I'm not going to fight. I think a Daylight be saying, yo, son, I get on Quill, man, but damn, Charlie Kirk's battle, Trevor Jones' battle, this battle. And Big T, I hear you calling out Daylight on Twitter, my nigga. And I'm
going
to shit on Daylight.
Don't
gonna
do it, T. No, leave that to me, bro. Don't do it, T. Don't do it.
It's leave like that. Well, come on, man. I don't think they're going to body Big T, though. I would go with Daylight if you had a big, I mean, obviously. I don't, yeah, Big T.
Daylight
I wouldn't be like that, my nigga.
Body T, bro.
Nah, son. I don't think going to body Big T, son. You go, I think he'll win 2-1. I don't think he'll body him. You think Daylight will body him?
I do.
Like, body bag in the building? Like, on the stage?
Body bag. Body.
On the stage?
Yep.
I don't even know if it's in the building. I think it's around the corner, down the block. But I don't think it's... You giving it in the building? Like, damn. Damn, Big T. Big T is nice, though, Timbo. Come on, man. I know he's fucked up a couple battles, my nigga, but, yo, you wasn't fucking with Big T at one time, even when I don't beat him and shit. There was some shit in that battle that I fucked with Big T with. There was some rounds that he had against Hitman Holla, material that he had that I liked. He did beat DNA. He did beat K-Sean. I think he beat Charlie Clips, too.
Daylight will beat Big
T. I do, my nigga.
And it'll be bad. It'll be bad. I'm calling it here first on PSA Radio. Please just, I mean, let the battle go down. T's not going to win.
No,
I
didn't
think,
win at all.
I'm going to give you this. I'm going to say clear 2-1. A clear 2-1.
Yeah, I can see that.
Clear 2-1.
What is it about Big T, though, my nigga? What are we missing with Big T, man? What is it?
Let me tell you something about Big T, bro. Big T... We talk about it too, Dre. He's not marketable.
Well, my nigga, he wasn't marketable since he came through the gate, but he still wanted the dudes respected in the Midwest. I don't think bars and shit. Suge ain't marketable like that, but niggas fuck with Suge because Suge spit that gully shit.
So what is it that's missing from T?
I think that'd be magic that fucked him up, son. That B Magic battle fucked him up, I think.
Yeah, it did. It did.
That was a bad look, Big T. Damn, that was bad, my nigga. Oh, my God.
Let's
I don't imagine
it was. It was bad for both of them, though.
I think one for Big T, though.
Magic definitely beat him, but Magic beat him while choking 3 times.
Yeah, that's the point I'm making. Like, if you Magic beat you with choking, my nigga.
Yeah, that's bad. That's bad. And then on that Total Slaughter stage, when he got killed,
Yeah, Arsenal didn't battle too and shit, though. That, but that crowd, you know, that crowd wasn't fucking with AC, man.
See, Big T is not
trying to
say big stage
shit
rapper,
stage.
Though. Big T is not that big stage rapper.
You know what? You might have a point, though, because if you look at all the Big T dope battles, they kind of have
small,
been small battles, though. Factual,
small room.
Surf.
Yeah.
Clips.
I mean, he wasn't
bad as
Hollow.
No, he wasn't. That's what I'm saying. A lot of niggas, you know.
Yeah.
Obviously, Hollow won the battle. That's the.
For sure.
Hey, when niggas tell me on Twitter, yo, you're fucking crazy. Of course you were. I thought Hollow won 3-0, if you want to be technical.
Yeah.
But I don't think Big T was trash. I just don't think he had. That was his first time battling a nigga like that. And
We got the guest on right now. Definitely been the talk of the battle rap world, and we want to get him on and, you know, kind of get his thoughts on what's going on and what he's been saying. Let's get the man on. E-Mess, what's good?
Yo, what's up? What's going on? What's up? How's everybody?
Right,
how's everything?
My nigga? We out here,
how's
my
everything?
Nigga, man.
What's going on? What's up?
What's good, E-Mess?
What's poppin'?
It's your boy, D-Letter Man. Yeah, man, listen. It's your boy, D-Letter Man and Timbo here on PSA Radio, my nigga. Listen, I've been seeing you going back and forth with Surf and K-Rock, my nigga. Are those brothers, are they ducking you, or you feel like, yo, you, niggas looking at you like you're not worthy? What's going on, you guys? Talk to us.
I don't know. I'm opinionated. I'm going to just say that. I'm opinionated, and, you know, I'm going to just start off by saying, you know, a lot of people are popular, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I've been in the show for the past 10 years with a deal and without one. And to some certain extent, you have to give a person some credit to do the things that I did and still have love and still back and come back and even be vulnerable to take losses and shit like that. Like, because it's just about, it's a blood sport. So when I look back on it, the wars that I fought, I think a little niggas, I think people, I mean, you don't have to suck me off. I'm not looking for that. Just be like, damn, that's, I see you. I see the groundwork you put in. That's cool. You got a couple bumps in the road, but I see you still around boogieing. That's cool. Niggas don't have to, I mean, bow down and all that shit. I'm not with it because we all grown men. But when niggas start taking credit for shit the path that I laid, then I'm going to be a little upset sometimes. It's not a rant. I'm just speaking facts. If you go on Twitter, you look at all my tweets and all my subtweets, I'm speaking facts. So niggas can say what they want. I'm always going to be me, and that's what we got in the game for. That joint close. Why? Got in the game for us to be known, you know what I'm saying? And I've battled with a deal. I've battled when I had more to lose than any other. You know what I'm saying?
But, Ines, do you think it's more of an out-of-sight, out-of-mind thing, my nigga? Like, we don't see you on the field like, as much as we should, and niggas forget about Ines sometimes?
Yeah, because Because I'm not concurrent, I'm not consistent, but I never was. You know what I'm saying? I always battle here and there. I never went on a battle tier, nothing like that. This has been the path that is, I've always did this. I've always stepped in and had a battle with two. I've never just had a whole year of me battling. That's never been my career. You know what I'm saying? That's never been the path that was laid for me. I did it because we was called the pawn and niggas didn't answer the call. That's how I got back in it. And certain people around wasn't in 08 when Smack didn't even have a venue. They was hired to take the World Series of Hip Hop. So I'm just speaking real facts. It didn't, I mean, they were still trying to put it together. People want to come at me, you're not getting booked for Summer Madness 5. I don't care. I got booked for Summer Madness 2. I was there when they were still trying to figure out the direction of Summer Madness, period. See, like, I don't have to sit here on Twitter and debate with people that's not making executive decisions and cutting checks because I was there. And regardless of what people want to say about me, I got the wisdom. So if you want to shit on the wisdom, then go ahead. You're going to get bumped in your head. I'm trying to keep niggas from getting bumped in the head. That's all.
Do you see where the backlash could be coming from, though, when you're coming at like a rock?
Yeah, I'm not covering it. I don't have the bodies. I don't have the names on my belt that people follow right now. It's like the cool kids at the lunch table, but you got to beat a couple of niggas up at the lunchroom table, then you sit at the lunchroom table, then you create your own lunchroom table. So that's what it is.
I think, you know, there is mess. I think also that DNA battle kind of left a bad taste in some of the battle rap fans, you know what I'm saying?
That's cool. So did Solomon, so did J Mills, so did Hollow Man, but I still get the call. So regardless of what people want to say, that's kind of that fucked you up that's cool. It always fucked me up. I've always walked into the ambush. If you go back to it, the J. Mills ran into the ambush. We was friends. And the niggas that want to blow and shout out to Tone and Nas and all them, they was already tearing niggas. J. Mills was already going around Harlem and going around the boroughs in New York, thrashing niggas. So he already had the belt. So I walked in there as underdog. So I've always been in that position. So I always felt comfortable. And I think niggas, like, and I'm saying, since we've been in these hostile environments, which I've always been, people see me finally exploding, but it's cool because they don't want to come hear me spit. They're gonna pay to see me do something.
Mm-hmm.
I got paid the money, and I'm not gonna waste nobody's time. That's why I don't battle 50 times a year, because I'm passionate about it. And when I go in, I go in, and I think whether the nigga I'm thinking is a nigga top tier or not a top tier, I'm gonna go in with the same tenacity. People say, "Oh man, he don't battle killers." I always battle killers. I always battle the Iron Solomons, the Arsenal. People forget because it's not current. When you're not current,
you had a dope battle, Mike Saw. Niggas got to talk about that. You and Mike Saw had a dope battle. Niggas don't remember that
right.
shit. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Where was these people? Where was the Sue Serves, the shot? They wasn't around in 08. I breathed life back into it when Cass from Philly, they didn't answer the call. And I went up there, me, Tech N9ne, and Young Hot, even though Young Hot, I mean, that was a crazy outcome with him and Mook. And Tech N9ne and Rex was a classic. We put on. I've always been with my back against the wall. People didn't thought I was going to lose that battle. And depending on who you talk to, some people say I've lost every battle. And depending on who you talk to, some people argue that I've won everyone. So, man, it's for the fans, man. And that night with the DNA shit, I came, I switched up my shit. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. My shit wasn't broke. Niggas get tired of me sounding like I'm rapping on a beat. That's because I am, and I can't. I'm not going to be ashamed that I have rhythm in my body when I rap and when I speak. It's rhythmic. It comes from our culture. It comes from where we came from. You know what I'm saying? I had before.
That's the situation. You know, I want to touch on something you just said, because if you go back to your battle, even I and Solomon. Both of y'all brothers sounded like y'all was rhyming to a beat, and I understand what you're saying, but as you know, in battle rap, we just more for the words and your aggression and how you move and how you, your projection and shit, you know what I'm saying? And I think the projection,
right.
Some of the lines you said, Ness, we're looking at, come on, Ness, no disrespect, my nigga, you know, crazy glue, you know, all that shit and all that. It just sounded like you got so upset at the crowd not showing you love.
No,
and smack.
That was a subpar line, but it was like, you know what I'm saying, it was a subpar line. You know what I'm saying? I'm a man. I'm going to say, yo, that wasn't a good line. It wasn't a good line. But people remember it. People remember that subpar line. how many people you say remember my bombs? If people remember the shitty lines that I got, how many people think around the world to see my battles remember the bombs that I dropped those niggas across the years? But it's
Hold on. When you battle Iron Solomon, you told that nigga slide him out of moccasins. Alan, I'm like, come on, my nigga. I remember some of your lines. You've been against Solomon. Hold on, my nigga. Oh,
that's cool.
Derek
Jeter is not going to go out every day, every game, whatever games they play, and hit 4.0. Like, that's not going to happen. That's not life. Then numerically, you're going to lose somewhere. And the more chances you get in the ring, you're going to, you know what I'm saying? Only nigga that lost is Floyd Mayweather. If you're not, if your last name is not Mayweather, if you don't box, nigga, you took a L. Everybody in the URL, everybody Kegel got, they have a bump on their record. I have a couple. That's cool. I did millions of views. I've came in the game before, you know what I'm saying, social media was really, overwhelmed everything. And when you see me on Twitter, I don't hardly be on there because I don't give a fuck about it, because I came from an era we had to approach people in person. They don't like you, but whether they do like you, you see them in person, they say it, you say what you going to say, and y'all go about y'all way, or y'all going to do what y'all going to do. So when I get on Twitter, that's actually me, but I'm not speaking like an ignorant nigga. Speaking like a nigga that been there and know what's going on behind the scenes. Niggas could do these battles and get a performance fee. Smack will always get paid until the niggas are 75 years old to the day they die off these fucking views. I know the way the business is done. So when you talk to me as a business owner, a person that knows the business. Don't talk to me. I'm just relevant and I'm hot. I got bodies. That's a soldier. That's a pawn. You're expendable. But I've always been expendable. That's why I feel comfortable in this position. This is what I'm telling you. This is why I'm ranting. Niggas say you lost, you lost. I it was made for me to lose from day one. My whole career was cancerous. I'm surprised I'm still here and niggas are still booking me. But they still want to hear what I got to say because I have the wisdom. It's not about the money. It's not about the popularity. It's not about the body. It's about the wisdom.
I just think the way that people took it was you poking at the guys that are, you know, like the Surfs and the Rocks, and that comes out as hate that people might want to take it as. You know what I'm saying? And they might want to flip that as like, yo.
Well, who made the rules up when we got to all hold hands and sing Kumbaya around a campfire? That's not where I came from. We was competitive. I'm competitive. If I got a crossover and a dribble and I got a shot, I'm not going to say, yeah, like you see what AI did to the mic? So what? You
right.
Mike, fuck out of here. I have this for you now. You know what I'm saying? And that's what the culture was built off. The balls, the testicles. You know what I'm saying? The drive, the bravery. You know what I'm saying? I know who I'm going to kill 3 months. That's premeditated murder. We was dropping hits on niggas in the playgrounds. We don't know who we was going to battle. We was walking into ambushes, and this is what I'm saying.
Now, who would you prefer to battle?
I battle. What you say?
Who would you prefer to battle, Tay Rock or Sue Surf?
It don't matter. Them niggas is baby me. They all found a page out of my rhyme book. You know what I'm saying? Tay Rock, he'll admit he grew up on Philly rappers. I'm from that era. His age and my age will not contrast that. It will prove that even further that the niggas soaked and observed and sponged with Philly rappers have brought to the game for the past 10, 15 years. Sex. Mm-hmm. Say what you want to say about Ness, but the Puff shit, I'm a warrior. I'm still here. God gets me up every day to talk my shit. I'm winning. You hear me?
Ness, real quick, what don't you like about where it's at right now as opposed to when you started coming up and when you were in it? What don't you like about the culture that's in it right now?
It was more risky. It's not risky. Niggas can take L's,
okay.
3 or 4 L's, and then come back and bomb somebody and be the guy. I've seen Charlie get 3 hickeys and then have a good game. Now he's LeBron.
Oh, man. Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? So I don't talk down, but these people are not my equal. But I will not conduct myself like they are my equal, and I will let them know they are not my equal. But I will talk my shit, let them know I'm around. And if they think they're my equal, then we get in the ring. I've never picked an opponent since I've battled from J Mills all the way up to Hollow Man, all the way up to Mike Sign, all the way up to Iron Solomon. I've never had to call another man and say, I want to battle this certain guy. They call me squad, and that's because I laid the groundwork. And I'm just saying, damn, man, I've held it down for 6 numbers. Where's the love?
Ness, I'm telling you, my nigga, we live in a world, my nigga. It's like the old Janet Jackson song, my nigga. What have you done for me lately?
And that's all they care about, and that's good, and I embrace it. That's why I still jump in the ring, but it's not for the fans. It's to prove to me I can still get out there and be Achilles and swing my sword with Hector and take over Troy when I get ready. It's not when they want to turn it on. I'm the Loch Ness Monster. I wouldn't be the Loch Ness Monster if they see me every day. You don't see the Loch Ness Monster every day. That's why he's so mythical and so incredible. He doesn't poke his head out of the water every day for everybody to snap pictures. This is not SeaWorld. This is Loch Ness. I don't come out every day and grab you and bite you and do the death row. If that would take away from my value. So when you don't see me for a while and I come out and bomb, just know I'm still in the water. Don't go in there. I've only had 2 games in the last 15 years. They're still talking about that. They still talk about me sounding like I'm on a beat. It's because I am. When I prepare, it's to a beat. Y'all don't know the beat that I prepared to. But
you can't
I do.
Do that, though, Ness. You can't do that, my nigga. I'm telling you, my nigga, listen. Me and Timbo got a show here, my nigga. It's just a battle rap show. And we hit my fans also. My niggas that's was battle rapping back in the day, and that's now transformed to doing music. When you're doing battle rap, you got to leave the music alone, my nigga, for like a month or two and just get in battle rap mode. Just that
and
mindset,
I do.
I think.
And I do. And I do.
Okay.
And I do. And I do. Mm. It's not to a beat that niggas know. It's to a beat in my head. Not to a beat that niggas know. Not to J.D. Kitsch 40 Bars of Terror or Banned from TV and beat. It's a beat that I made in my head. So it's my beat,
right.
It's my rhythm, it's my heart, it's my spirit, it's my energy that I'm rapping to. You can't hear it, but Ness can hear it. And that's all that needs to matter to get me through these now these 9 minutes of pain that I got for you. My job is to come in and do 9 minutes and get paid. This is me honoring the contract. However which way I get there, whether I sound like I'm rapping to a beat or if I break it down into 24-bar verses, but you did so slow and you waited for the pauses and you waited for the reactions and you said it again 3,000 times, yeah, that's 3 minutes. So you just cheated the people out of 3 minutes of fire because just style. You've confirmed to the new style, and you talk it out, and you bomb them, and you rev up, and you spin, and you drop a bomb, and the crowd goes crazy, and they're not sitting there taking the time. They're just not just sitting there taking the time no more, or calculating the time, or evaluating the time. All that shit goes in there. I'm going to make it to where I'm giving niggas surplus. You want to hit bars? I'm going to give you so many bars for these 9 minutes that you're going to understand that I prepared and I was passionate about it. I just didn't write my third round the night before. That's how serious I take it. You know what I'm saying? And niggas is giving me lackluster performance, and then I think people should come off their high horse just a little. You don't have to give me a chance. I don't have to battle no more, my nigga. I've only did it because people felt the answer the call. I'm only doing it because I love to do it. It takes me more money to get to an event, to gas up the fucking car and make sure everybody cool and pay tolls. That's my first half. When I get the money from smacking them, fucking for it, they're paying me back from the money I put in, all the weed I done smoked, all the drinks that I done bought, to sedate myself to write about another man. Because I have a family, and they have to pay for me to write, sit there and write about another grown man.
Now, Ness, let me ask you about Philly rappers right quick, my nigga. Now, if niggas don't know about Philly, there's a million and one MCs in that motherfucker. Why is it you're not making Philly niggas are not making noise like they should be doing in this battle rap shit, my nigga? Reed Dallas, my nigga. I know Reed might be your man. I don't know your relationship, but I don't know if you saw the battle him and John John. Did you see that?
Yeah, I seen it. They did the same thing they did to me. He didn't the reception, but he abandoned what got him there just a little. Like, he came with it, and then he didn't give it enough. The same why I had the same results on some of Madness, too. We are known for the gun bars. If we don't go out to catch a bag and to do 100 gun lines and show niggas how to kill niggas and put niggas in the body bag and put them in the dirt, put them in the ground, they don't want to hear us. It's still. Fully rappers are bred gun bar rappers. We don't twist it like that. It comes across, they receive it wrong because we are known for this. And when we abandon that, people don't want to see us. And that's just fire. We can't bitch and we can't say, oh, man, the crowd was biased. I said on an interview with Jack Villa on Vlad TV, I lost. I wasn't prepared. Or what I wrote or what I came prepared with, it wasn't the plan. The strategy didn't work. I tried to confirm. People didn't receive it. I do it my way. People still talk shit. So I might as well just do it like Frank Sinatra did it. I did it my way.
I'll tell you. So before we wrap up here, my nigga, what you got going on, man?
We're in talks with UW, the Shotgun. Arsenal reached out to me. We might, you know, my next bag might be Shotgun Sugar and UW. We got talks with like Rome. We got talks with another Don't Flop appearance over there in the UK. We doing big shit, but I don't give a fuck. I got bars ready for all these niggas. This is whenever I get to call them Batman. You put the insignia up in the sky, I'm there.
I don't know if you're ready for Shotgun, Ness.
Huh?
I don't know if you're ready for Shook, my nigga.
I'm not ready for Shook.
I don't know. You tell me, my nigga. I got a poke in this. Come on, my nigga. You ready for my nigga Shook?
Right now,
nigga,
put that poke on my nigga right now, man.
The nerve of y'all to
right
put me
now
in that position to say... The nerve of y'all to put me in that position to say, I'm not ready for Shotgun Sugar.
How dare y'all?
Is Shotgun Sugar better than Arsenal? Answer that question.
I put Arsenal in a bag.
I put him in a bag. I don't care what y'all say. I know I put him back. In my heart, I walked away off that stage. No, he was in that bag. He walked outside and know he was in that bag. He admitted it. I put him in a bag. And if y'all going to sit here on the line and say Shotgun Sugar is a better rapper,
I'm not
battle rapper than world-renowned Arsenal,
Nah, not at all.
We all are walking dead, man. We all are walking dead.
Not at all. But you know what it is? It's different because she's going to come in your face. She's going to spit that gummy shit. Yo, my nigga, you might. Hold on, Les.
Good.
You might
get pocket
check, my nigga.
5'8". Good. I got a bet, too. I'm not 5'8". I'm 5'8". He just 6'3". He can't bully that bully. I'm a juggernaut. I'm an armadillo. I'm small. But you got to go around me. You can't go over top of me.
Finesse, any concern you might get pocket check, my nigga?
Huh?
You might get pocket. He might try to pocket check you, my G.
If he pocket check me, come on, man. Dog. Wow. For what? To do what? What's
that
going to do?
That's his move right there. That's his move right there. You know what I mean?
But what's that going to do for him? If he pocket check me, and he don't know the reaction, he don't know what I'm gonna do after that. What's going to happen? Don't nobody want to go through that. Nobody want to go through that. So, like, I hope that nobody, like, put that out there. But, like, I don't give a fuck, man. Whatever's going to happen, it was written. If he do, I'm going to do what I'm going to do, and then that's what it's going to be. That's it. Like, I come here to rap. And a nigga do that and all that, and I can't, and whatever, and we all grown men, and at the end we all got to live with what we do, then so be it.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is, yes, man.
Any music, my nigga?
Any music?
I got music out, but niggas don't give a fuck, and I don't give a fuck. But I'm going to keep dropping it, and niggas going to keep hearing it, and I'm going to keep, rubbing shoulders with the little niggas. The little niggas don't want me there, but they can't replace me. They only can replace me when they build another nest. They're not going to build another nest, so I'm still around.
That's what it is, my G. You're next, man. We appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga, for real. You know what I mean? Philly and all that, my G.
Word.
Real.
You already know. Peace, y'all.
Peace.
Salute, my G. Guys. Yo, salute to Ness, man. Calling up.
Yeah.
Ness versus Suge. A Suge right now? I don't
know. I got Suge, my nigga.
I got Suge being Ness. I told him, not right now. This Suge right here? Nah. Nah.
I don't know, son. You know what I mean? If Suge don't choke and don't be on no bullshit, you know what I mean? Let me ask you a question. Styles make matchups. I think this is a good Styles. This is a good clash right here.
Yeah, I think so. I'd be interested in seeing it. Yeah. It's not a bad matchup at all. But
I forgot that. Good. Let me hear this. Good.
But I think Suge is
the button.
I mean, come on. I had to ask a question about the hate, Dre. You got to, poke it rock and surf.
My nigga.
You poke it
come
rock
on,
and surf. I mean, of course that's going to come off as hate. Of course.
Bro, you have to ask him that. My nigga, we will be doing a disservice to the people, to ourselves.
Exactly.
We'll ask him certain questions.
To surf
respectful.
And rock. It would be bad
you know what
rock
I mean?
If we didn't mention it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me? I agree with you. I agree.
We had to ask him about the crazy and crazy blue lines. He acknowledged that. He wasn't on, you know what I mean? You know, Ness ain't whack,
right.
I don't want nobody getting fucked up, though. Ness ain't whack, my nigga. I got Iron Solomon being 3-0, but it was still, he still did his thing. It's just that Iron Solomon's overpowered him. Let's be real. You know what I mean? Just,
and he wasn't bad.
That fucking
bad.
Miami.
And he's not whack.
Nope.
He's not
he
whack.
Wasn't. That Miami fucking steamed by Iron Solomon. That was fucking retarded. That was some
Yeah,
that was just.
But you're right. Ness is not whack at all. You know what I'm saying? But
that DNA battle, son, left a bad taste in people's mouth, though, Timbo.
It did. Bad, man. Bad. But,
you know what I mean?
Hey, we'll see him on that stage pretty soon, man. Shout out to Ness pulling up. Shout out to Oops. Oops versus David RVE. That shit
Oops,
is fucking
man.
Out right now. Go check
Word.
That shit out. Are we doing a breakdown today, Dre, or are we going to save that for tomorrow?
Yo, my nigga, hold on. I'm down right now. If you were, you tell me,
brother.
We can bother you with all kinds of shit.
Smack URL Hollow Clips Breakdown. This is it, man. Shout out to Smack dropping this fucking battle, man. This shit is out. Yo, we got to review this. Now, the thing is, we've talked about it already, but we haven't really broken it down. We haven't given you the Dre 3-letter PSA radio breakdown like we usually do. So I'm going to go ahead and get my popcorn real quick. I got it ready. and let my brother speak on this battle. Hollow Clips, Dre, what'd you think?
Now, we discussed this ad nauseum before, that this was supposed to be the main event, and it wasn't, you know what I'm saying? And I've even, before the battle popped off, I said Rock Surf is going to have a better battle than Hollow and Clips. A lot of niggas told me I was drunk, I'm stupid, get the fuck out of here, you little man. You don't know what the fuck you talking about. All right, cool. Niggas even compared this battle, Timbo, to fucking Pacquiao and Mayweather. And me and Timbo, yes, we're the first ones to really stress that a lot. And, yes, it did live up to Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather, because it was just like, it wasn't garbage. It wasn't trash. You cannot say that about Charlie Clips and Hollow Down, first of all. Let's be clear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hollow sets it off. And I don't know if I'm nitpicking Timbo, so just bear with me. I know he was mocking Clips in the beginning of his first round when he was about to ask him to be. Did you like that? Because I thought that was kind of dry. I thought it was a dry intro, my G. Am I reaching?
It was dry, but at the same time, it was a little bit funny, man. I'm not going to lie. But I can see where some people would call it dry, for sure. Absolutely.
Well, Hollow sets it off, and I like how he goes in. This is battle rap. Anything pass, we can scrap for that. Don't stand here talking between my rounds. We got smacks for that. If I say something hot, my nigga, I don't want to adapt for that. Or you just want to be friends and play with these words. Well, they got apps for
that.
They
got apps for that.
Damn. My nigga, Hollow, man. Yo, son.
Fire.
That right there was just, that was fire, man. That was fire. The Charles in Charge was tough. I like when he said, I know your persona. Don't hate Oklahoma, Nevada. Your initial state was the NV. Okay?
Yep.
Ooh. Do niggas understand what Hollow just said? I know your persona. Don't hate Oklahoma, Nevada. Your initial state was the NV.
Okay. Yep.
Timbo. Come on, man.
Come on, Dre.
That was fucking crazy, my nigga. So I load up with the old Clips. First two was hot, and the third got stuck like the old Clips. Yeah, that was tough, my nigga. Hollow says Clips stumble all of 2013. The X Factor bid headline, that was tough. The Bumble Mouth, I thought that was fucking hilarious, and it made a lot of sense. And then Hollow broke Clips down, my nigga. I mean, Murder Mook, I know you're the angle dude, and you break niggas down, and you fucking strip their powers. I thought in round one, Timbo Hollow did a very strategic maneuver by when he just went into, the Spurs game, and then, when he did the Manu, Kawhi, and then the fans screamed at Tony Parker shit. I thought that was so fucking clever, my nigga. It was almost like when Bird said, hey, yo, Big Joe! You know what I'm saying? It gave me that kind of vibe and shit. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right. I felt
the same
way, man. I really like that, because what Hollow does, he does get the people involved in that. So he gave us a taste of like what it is, how Clips is and how he is predictable. Here's the thing, man. Hollow did the same thing with Lux. That first round, he broke him down too. Same shit. So. Mm. I said he executed it perfectly. He exposed him for being predictable, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was tight. I love the way that he actually comes at it, because he's creative with it. So I always like the Hollow angles of when he does it. That third got stuck like the old Clips. That shit was tight. I really, really fucked with that. And, that Spurs, that Tony Parker, he going to say something about point guard. Six, what you going to say? Tony Parker.
Tony Parker. That shit was hard, my G. Those bars, like
crazy.
The next exit off the highway, they know where to get off.
You see him coming a mile away.
The four-bar Kit Kat, and he said, see how easy to predict that? That was just, you know what I mean? And then I will start again at Couture. If y'all don't know already, allegedly, I don't know, I don't want to get Charlie business newsworthy here, but him and Couture, I guess, are item. It's down the third. Mm-hmm. He goes into the, you like battle bitches with gun lines? Bitches with bars?
With bars?
The projection in that shit was hilarious. Yeah. That's the shit that made it funny.
See, that's what Hollow does, though.
Talk about
that's
it.
That's what Hollow does. That shit, that delivery, that shit is tight. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. He started getting Couture more. He was attacking Couture and Charlie. When, you know, he'd been to their house, and Charlie going to the next, you know, Couture's asking Charlie where you ate my food and shit. He said, well, guess what room I'm in? That shit was hilarious, my nigga.
That shit was
right,
so funny.
All
yeah.
Yeah,
man.
So I give Hollow, man, Hollow had a dope first round, my nigga. Damn near almost flawless. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I just didn't like the end of the part when he said, he put the money down and said, I bet my moms will fuck your moms up, and the crowd went crazy. I just didn't really find him in that. You know what I'm saying? I just thought,
mm-hmm.
All right, that's cool. But I think Hollow mm-hmm. had a fucking dope-ass first round. You know what I'm saying? Like, he came out the gate letting Clips know, yo, this is what it is, my nigga. I'm going to try to strip your powers. I already told the fans to expect what you're going to say and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Clips set it off his round. He sets it off to Lil Lux and Mook, and he says, and how he'll see them this summer at Summer Madness. So,
mm-hmm.
no, it's safe to, I mean, he already said it right there on cam that it's either Lux and Mook, and obviously it's going to be him and Lux, my nigga. It's safe to say that, my nigga, him and Lux, Summer Madness.
Cliff?
Or Mook. Yeah.
I'm hoping it's not Mook, because I think Mook will beat him. He's not, I don't know about easily, but I think Mook will definitely beat him 2-1.
Mm.
I'm hoping it's Lux, to be honest with you.
So you'd rather see him as Lux pop off than him and Mook then, basically.
Yes. Yes. I would.
Okay. Hollow rebuttal the jump your mother line. I mean, Clips rebuttal the Hollow jump your mother line. I thought that was tough and shit. Clips says he knew he should have skipped Hollow and went straight to Lux. I don't know about all that, Clips. I mean, skip Hollow and go straight to Lux. Toss up, I guess. You basically him saying that he must feel that Lux beat him and shit, and he's more, you know, Lux is more worthy. And you know what? And let's be real. To a lot of people's eyes, Lux is a fucking god. Like, niggas respect Hollow, and some niggas may even have Hollow beating Lux, even though, Timbo, I got to be real here on PSA with you, my G. Now, you know numerous times I thought Hollow won that battle, my nigga. Within the last couple months, I watched that battle so much, I just feel the shit Lux is saying more, my nigga. That's just me.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got to keep it a stack. Yeah, I do, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not taking away from Hollow shit and shit, though, because I originally had Hollow winning that shit 2-1, but as I watch it more now, my nigga, I'm just appreciating the shit Lux is saying more and shit. That's just me, though.
Yeah.
The Hollow into your legacy line, that was dope. The Sleepy Hollow nine ahead to me was tough, but I remember on Twitter when Disaster was saying Daylight said that shit first.
Oh, really? Didn't Joe have a Sleepy Hollow bar though?
Yeah, but I remember this shit on Twitter, son. When this battle was popping off, I remember seeing fucking Disaster saying that Daylight was the first. He said on Daylight, Clips took your fucking Sleepy Hollow line. Now, keep listening to the show. Can y'all comment on the bottom? Just refresh my memory, please, because I listen to so much battle, I be forgetting bars sometimes. I'm sorry. It is what it is. But that's what Disaster said, that Daylight was the first one to do the Sleepy Hollow line. So, you know what I mean?
Gotcha.
He said, how you struggle with fake activists, but lean is what you sip for a hobby. That was cool. The rape I put in is not meant for a Cosby. Burberry shirt, my lines got to go over your head first to see if it's meant for a body. That was cool, Clips. Clips started talking about his pops for a third time. Listen, Clips, man. Listen, I have no problem, my nigga, when you battle T-Rex and that nigga try to pull your card against your father, my nigga, you defended your motherfucking father's name. You feel me? I'm fucking with that, my nigga. That was cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then you battle T-Top and you talk about your father again. Now you battling this nigga and you talking about your pops again. My nigga, come on, man. They're just not saying it sounds lazy, and I have a problem with that, but my nigga, how many times you going to bring that? It's like now I'm expecting you to talk about your pops all the time now. You know, this is the third time, so the third T-Rexy battle, he did it. T-Top, he did it. Now, guess how he did it? I don't know. This is like too much for me. He says, what you going to do? Talk about my pops and pull out paperwork? I ain't seen my pops in 20 years and still know how my pops looks. All right, Clips. That was cool. First off, for me, I'm giving it to Hollow. I see a lot of niggas saying that it's a debatable first round. You agree with that?
No, I don't think it was debatable at all.
A lot of people saying that, though, fam. A lot of people saying that it's a debatable first round. I don't see how. I need somebody to explain that to me.
No, it's clear to me Hollow won that round.
Clearly, right?
I don't see how it's debatable. No.
I don't see how it is either, my nigga, but I see a lot of people saying that. So I need Hollow first round. Round two, yeah. Hollow goes back to getting that couture in the beginning. I thought that was kind of OD, like, all right. And he even said to himself, all right, I'm going to leave that alone. Yeah, Hollow, leave that alone. You already went there in the first round, my nigga. Why are you going back to getting that couture? We get it, my nigga. Then he talks about Clips wanted to battle him for a year, but he had bigger fish to fry, which was Lux and Joe Budden, obviously, when he says that. All my battles in main events, all types of rounds, I raised the nets. Since Cool was making tape cassettes and Jay Mills was in the Averett, that was dope. The R-E-S-P-E-C-T, pay respect, didn't hit, Hollow. It just didn't hit. And the crowd even let you know that shit didn't hit. You know what I'm saying? I know you said it was conviction and your chest not Hollow, but it just didn't hit to me and shit. To keep the cannon cocked, all I need is one shot when that fit on me. I don't care if Lux loaded, it goes to Lux T, hit head, I hit Ice Head,
Charlie.
My nigga, that was fucking tough, my nigga. Real nigga shit. The Nas T-Bobs, I don't know how to act at all. I was alright. And, you know, you knew Hollow was going to go into the fat jokes. He's a comedian type of nigga and shit, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the Harlem nigga with no bread material, that was kind of OD to me, but I like what he did and shit. Hollow pulled out the Psych Alive t-shirts, my nigga. What's really good with that? The nigga said he was outside selling Psych Alive t-shirts and shit. Foul or no foul, Timbo?
Huh?
Foul or no foul on Hollow the Don taking Charlie Clips' slogan, putting on his shirt, copyrighted it, and selling it.
No
foul. He said he got it copyrighted, my nigga. No foul.
Business right there.
Oh, man. Yo, my nigga Hollow the Don, my nigga, you need to put this on his shirt. This nigga said, own equity. It's equity in views. He said, no, own equity. It's no equity in views and mentions. My nigga, if that shit don't fucking hit right there. That nigga said, once again, own equity. It's no equity in views and mentions. Then, I thought that shit was fucking tough. Even
that shit was nice.
Charlie Clips. Yeah, that shit was nice, my nigga. Even to, it felt like Hollow went into fucking business 101. You know what I'm saying? He started, like, schooling Charlie and shit, you know, since I'm giving you business, see how they lose their interest? That was tough.
Yep.
Solar Eclipse, that was cold and shit. You know what I'm saying? And he ended the round. I didn't like when he finished the round and he went to Psych Alive at the end. Hollow, that wasn't popular, my nigga. Sorry. It just wasn't, my nigga. I'm sorry. So to me, Hollow had a nice second round. I thought he had a nice second round and shit. You know what I'm saying? Clips, he caught the mumble mouth with the 2+2 and he tried to do that shit. Yes, Clips, I did catch you doing the mumble mouth with the 2+2. But he caught it back with the psych. Oh, I didn't own it no more. When he said psych, I don't own it no more about a t-shirt and shit.
Yeah.
He rebuttal that shit. I thought that was fucking dope. Charlie Clips the rebuttal, man. I think he's a freestyle. He has shit on deck. I give him that. It's a gift from the curse with Clips when he does that shit. He goes into a story about some chick with a fat ass. Clips, my nigga, we all love fat asses, my nigga. But what do you, you're going into a story about a fat ass, like, that, what are you talking about right now, my nigga? That's what I'm saying. It's such a mouthful, like, it wasn't, then he said he wants to fuck a raw and catch a new nut. Come on, Clips. Don't teach the kids to go raw dog, my nigga. What are we doing, my nigga? What are we doing, man? Kids, wear rubbers, all right? Clips, I don't know. I just didn't like the material. He was doing too much in the second round and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like you said, Clips would lose. He'd lose but get it back when he said, fuck the booze, hop in the whip. You about to take a ride? I thought that was all right and shit. He caught the crowd back with that. Yeah, he caught the crowd back with that. Then he addresses Cortez and D Chambers. Timbo,
oh, my God.
Listen to what I'm about to tell you, my G. I even timed it. I even fucking rewinded it, how long it took him to say that. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to 30 minutes and 15 seconds to 32 minutes and 40 seconds, Timbo, all he's talking about is D. Chambers and Cortez. Once again, 30 minutes, 15 seconds to 32 minutes, 40 seconds. That's damn near two with some change, my nigga. You're addressing this dude. You know what I'm saying? You're getting at Cortez, how he was there for Cortez, and he let him stay at his crib. Charlie mumbled a couple times in this round, too, my nigga. Real nigga shit. He talked about the incident with John and Hollow at the UW press conference when they had a little scuffle and shit. And Cripps brought out John, Timbo. Was you feeling that or not? Talk to me.
Nope. Not at all. I didn't like none of it. I hated it.
He wasn't for the multiple choice and John come out the cut. I mean.
No. No, I wanted
it
this
much
to be. No, I didn't. I wasn't feeling that. I wanted this to be Hollow versus Cliff. That's it. Both in 100%. Hollow versus Cliff. No one else. But
I agree with you saying on that. Here's the thing. If you're going to bring John out, I mean, obviously the multiple choice thing will make sense because, you know what I'm saying, it makes sense. They both have the Don name and the intention there. I just didn't think it hit like that and shit. You know what I'm saying? Are you interested in a John Hollow the Don battle? Should that go down because of tension, because of name Don, this Don, the other Don, the other Don, all this other shit? Should they battle?
It should simply happen, yes, because they fought. So why not?
Right.
Why not settle it in the ring? This is what it's for. So, yeah, I think it should happen. I didn't really agree with, you know, John being on there or you know, whatever Cliff brought out. But I think it should happen. I'd be interested in it. I'd like to see that battle. Yeah.
And then Raul, you know what, my nigga? I ain't got no problem with that. I ain't got no problem with that. I want to see them battle, for real. I want to see John and Daylight battle. But I ain't got no problem with the both Dons. They need to get it popping and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So round three, Hollow addresses Clips for not having masks back in Cali. You know, let me ask you a question. Is Charlie Clips going to get beat up for that in every battle? Because it seems like a lot of niggas, they always attack him about that shit. I don't know what niggas expected Clips to do in Cali when there's mad niggas and shit on math. I mean, what do niggas expect? I know what niggas expected, but I don't know, my nigga. I just feel like niggas are always going to come at Charlie about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's gonna always be an issue. Always.
We'll you think so?
Always gonna be brought up.
I'll say he's still spending Lux money. He said me and Joe had a classic. Hollow. I don't know if you're trying to joke around when you said you and Joe had a classic. You seen the crowd? They looked at you like, "What the fuck is you talking about, my nigga? What possessed you to say that, Hollow? Come on. It's certain things you don't say and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like." Nah, you don't do that, my nigga. My nigga. Hollow talks about Clips making excuses on why he might not take a battle serious. Like, he talked about the Sharone, Ilmac battle. I like that approach and shit. You know what I'm saying? I like the
Me
approach
too.
He took and shit. But it seemed like he went back into his first round by breaking out Clips even more in the third year. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When he said snitching on your DNA, he said it would sound like a Sixers game playing with the answer. That's Eric Snow. But I was dope and shit.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Talk about DNA because DNA name was Eric and shit. I like how it was. I was straight. You know what I'm saying? He went into the roasting session about fat jokes. I don't think his fat jokes hit that hard. It was all right. So Hollow kind of slowed down towards the end. You know what I'm saying? The grandma whole new scheme with it kind of OD'd me and shit. You know, whatever. I like Hollow's. Third, it wasn't nothing crazy to me. He was just high and shit. I thought he stepped up the gas a little bit in that third round. What you think?
Here's the thing on that round, though, for me, for Hollow. You're right. I wasn't feeling those fat jokes too much. To me, his best fat jokes were against Big T. That shit was funny as hell. So no fat jokes will ever compare to T's fat jokes. But he did tail off a little bit. I had this battle 2-1, man. I thought it was a clear win for Hollow Dre.
Well, all right, so before we go, let's go third round with Clips now. He said the vending machine scheme That was all right. Mm-hmm. We talked about Hollow bringing Calico Pops to a battle and still have a debatable versus Lux. Okay. Hollow Clips. Listen, niggas to me, when I watch a battle and I see niggas online saying Clips stir around with fucking bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Niggas watching the same thing I'm watching, because when I'm watching it, he had okay bars in the beginning. It wasn't, and I don't know if crowd reaction like that, but since you niggas are going saying that shit was so crazy, I'm looking for the crowd reaction. Niggas wasn't going that crazy for Clips stir around like that in the beginning. It's like towards the middle and towards the end, he started heating up and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His intro and all that wasn't hard and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The main knife is now called What the Fuck Happened to Hollow Day. But didn't he say the same thing about Surf, though? Like, what the fuck happened to... I could have sworn he did the same thing with Battle Surf. I could be bugging, but I could have sworn Charlie Clips said the same thing. What the fuck happened to... You know what I'm saying? Oh, I've heard somebody say that. I don't know if it was Clips, but I've heard that line before. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Leaving blood on the pad, but it's not PMS. Nah, Clips, I wasn't feeling that. The nigga said leaving blood on the pad, but it's not PMS. I mean, I don't expect that from Clips, my nigga. I don't know. The nigga Clips said, Smith, you for 7 pounds, and then said, wait, that's X Factor's line. They did the Grown Man Bars and something. Then he said, oh, that's Rec shit. They did the Showtime. They did Stupid Nigga, I'm not trying to steal. I'm Shang Tsung. I'm just turning to all my niggas I already killed. I thought that was fucking tough. You know what I'm saying? Towards the end.
You like that? Clips, nah, I didn't like that bar, man.
I did, my nigga. I ain't not going to lie. That shit was hard, my nigga. Nah. You wasn't fucking with that?
Nah, that line was gas, bro.
You
know
that shit was gas, my nigga.
Bro, that shit was gas. Oh, it showed time. No, I'm already killed. I'm turning all the people that I killed. Nah, bro. No.
My nigga said he wasn't fucking with that, bro.
Nah. That bar was weak, man.
Well, what about when he said every round you get dry and drier? Man, you fucking suck. How he was able to clean Big T but couldn't wash Button Up? That was all right.
That was all right. Cool. That wasn't bad. Yeah.
Oh, let's not do Clips like that, my nigga. Listen, I got
caught up. That part was nice. That part was nice. Yeah. I like that part.
I got Hollow 2-1, though.
I got Hollow 2-1 clear. Clear.
I got Hollow 2-1 in a lukewarm overall battle.
That was disappointing to me, yeah.
Is it disappointing or we just... All right. When we say it was disappointing, what were we expecting, though?
You know what? Maybe the disappointment is actually our fault, because we might have gassed it a little bit too much.
I think we're all to blame. I think because Hollow and Clips, what we expect from them, and I think, like you said, we might have put pressure on them expecting, I don't know, for me, I guess I'm expecting a battle that I could watch all the fucking time, and I want to watch it all the time. You know what I'm saying?
Same here.
I don't
Same
really,
here.
I'm not trying to fuck niggas shit up at all. This, everybody got their own opinion. This is my opinion. This is not a battle I want to watch all the fucking time. It's not a Hollow's Not battle I want to watch all the time. This is not a Charlie Clips battle I want to watch all the time.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
Nope.
And Clips, you came on the show early this year, late last year, I think it was, and you told me and Timbo that this is it right here, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like,
100%.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, you battle Illmac, you was on some bullshit. You battle Hollis, you wasn't on Charlie Clips' game. You battled Sharone, you wasn't on your game and shit. You know what I'm saying? You battled T-Top. Is Clips battling too much?
I mean, he just battled DNA, Dre.
Yeah, but that's just some friendly shit, though, man. That's off the top. That's, you know what I mean? Is that really a battle, my nigga? That's not like shit that me and you were doing shit. It's cracking each other and just, you know what I mean? Like, that's important shit. That's fam, you know, you crack jokes on your man and them.
I think he is battling too much.
But he's like, come on, my nigga. It's Charlie Clips. You put Clips on a card, it's going to sell, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's going to sell.
It is. And it's not his fault that he's battling too much. I mean, shit, if I was getting offers for, you know, thousands and thousands to battle, I'm not turning none of them
real.
Honestly.
His battles aren't whack. Let's be real. It's not whack, my nigga. We've seen whack battles, my nigga. Come on.
Yeah.
I know niggas get on Charlie Clips, and I do too, and Timbo does too. Like, niggas ain't getting Clips no fucking pass. Do not get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It comes with the territory clips. If you're saying you're the number one nigga, if fans will give you the accolades, my nigga, you got to take every battle fucking serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't be out here pussyfooting and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why when me and Kimo did our fucking shit about who y'all want to see, Clips and Lux, or Lux and Verb, and me and Timo was like, Lux and Verb, and if you read our comment section on that piece me and Timo did, a lot of people agree with us. Mm-hmm. Even though Verb got waxed by K-Shine, niggas was on something like, yo, I don't have a problem seeing that. I mean, don't get it wrong. You have some people saying, get the fuck out of here, PSA. But a large amount of people was like, yo, I wouldn't mind seeing that. You know what I mean? So, power down 2-1, you know, Clips, I guess you battle Lux. If I was Don, I want to see you battle Pat State.
That's
what I want to see next. Yep. I think that makes the most sense.
I want to see Hollow Pat, or honestly, I kind of want to see Hollow and Mook.
It has to be a King of the Dot. It has to be a King of the Dot, though.
Hollow and Mook? What about Hollow and Mook?
I have no problem with Hollow and Mook at all, my nigga. I think that's years in the making. That shit should have been going down and shit. You know what I mean? I got, Hollow and Mook, you know what? On paper, Hollow and Mook would be dope, but it wouldn't surprise me if Hollow and Patch, they had a better battle. If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It does. I feel what you're saying. Yeah. Like the outcome
on
is
paper,
more exciting.
Yeah, on paper, selling tickets and excitement, Hollow and Mook. But I think once it goes into the ring and translate for us to listen to that shit, Timbo, I think Hollow has to have a better battle.
I feel that. I ain't mad at that.
You know what I mean? So that's what it is,
man.
2-1, Hollow and Don.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
2-1, Hollow, clear on this one. Salute, Smack, URL. Man, battles out. Go watch that shit. Hollow and Clips. And I know we're a little late, but, man, better fucking late than never. We know how much you guys actually like these reviews and shit, so definitely check them out. You already know what the fuck this is, man. PSA Radio. Shouts out to Oops. Shouts out to E-Net. Man, crazy shit dropping. That's a lot.
Word.
And you already know what the fuck it is, man. Be sure to get this shit on iTunes also. It's a podcast. Go check that shit out. You already know, man. PSA Radio, my brother, my partner in this shit, Dre. 3-Letter, man, take us out, G.
It's your boy, 3-Letter, man. Y'all already know, man. PSA Radio, man. Shout out my bro, Timbo, man. Shout out E-Net. Oops, my nigga, I fuck with you just on a whole different level outside of battle rap because you're third round, my G. Salute to you.
Facts.
Salute to RBE, too, man. I think RBE is knocking up his props.
You're right.
And before I go, I just want to say something to y'all fans right quick. Listen, we all know URL is the number one brand, but this is why I like other leagues because there's no way Daylight hasn't battled on URL. Daylight is getting a chance to battle somewhere. Niggas, Oops.
Yep.
We got Oops on the strip today because of what his third round of battle he had with Daylight. RBE gave these niggas a platform with a battle at. So I think we got to really get out this shit about, platform, URL this, URL that. Niggas are giving niggas a chance to battle. Let niggas live, man. You know what I'm saying? Because Oops is not going to get on URL. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, you're right. Salute to RBE and that platform. You're exactly right. Sometimes it's the platform that makes these battles happen. You know what I mean?
Look at Mass and Chiller,
man. Shout out to Dope. Exactly. Exactly.
Now, for nothing, Dope Flop and RBE just gave us two dope-ass fucking battles, my niggas.
Yep.
No shade to URL, but it's been RBE and fucking these niggas. And you can't get a dot drop and shit right now. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying.
I mean.
I love URL, but let everybody live. Everybody can do their thing on a platform. Let the other platforms live,
nigga. You're right. I mean, the last three, too, Dre, with DNA and Shine and John Asaya also.
All right. You see what I'm saying?
So salute to these leagues, man. Salute Don't Flop, RBE. Oops versus Daylight. That shit is out right now. Go check this shit out. We are PSA Radio, man. The most hated, least fucking respected.
You already.
That's it, man. We out of here.